Welcome to Talking Walking's 2020 Visions. I'm Andrew Stuck, the producer of Talking Walking Podcasts. 2020 has been an extraordinary year. The COVID pandemic has changed our travel behaviour for the foreseeable future, and a new normal has as yet to evolve. Many governments have encouraged their citizens to walk more in their local neighbourhoods, to undertake essential errands, as well as for better physical and mental health. Changes are being made in our streets to accommodate social distancing, with more outdoor space being allocated for entertainment, leisure and hospitality. Looking further into the future, what might the world of walking be like in 20 years' time? We invited people to share their vision of the world of walking in 2040. We asked them three questions and to record their answers so we could share them here. We asked them to tell us who they were and from where they were calling, and to outline what work they were presently doing that revolved around walking, as well as their 2020 vision. The voice you're about to hear belongs to Tom Bolton, an author and historian from the UK.
Hello, my name's Tom Bolton. I'm calling from Streatham, South London. At the moment, I'm working on a walking project that comes out of pandemic of 2020. It's called Plague Walks, and it's a series of walks from my house as far as I can go and back again during the time when no one was allowed to take public transport. And those walks, 12 of them, go in every direction from where I live out to a certain radius. And it's about examining the places around you much more closely than I'd done before. And I think a lot of people have found that they've been spending more time in their locality, finding things they didn't know were there, and doing more walking in general, and more local walking. So that's my current project. My vision for walking in 2040, well, I suppose it's partly that walking becomes something that's seen as much more important, in fact, essential to people's well-being. If you live outside of cities in Britain, you'll find it very difficult to walk for any great distance. You certainly couldn't walk into your local town from, say, a village. There's not going to be a footpath. There's very little scope for walking on country roads. Lots of places that you wouldn't imagine are dominated by vehicles, really, really are. And it's quite a hostile environment as a default for walkers. The road network of Britain is not designed for people who are not driving cars. And that surely has to change. Whether it will is another matter, but I think a better understanding of how walking forms a part of the way that people can navigate everyday life. It doesn't have to be a special project. You don't have to go out and go on a walk, that walking is a means to get to places you need to be, and that walking is something that should be more than encouraged. It should be understood as a default option for those who can walk, for those who want to walk, or for those who don't consider walking at the moment. And I think living in rural Britain and in smaller towns, you are at an enormous disadvantage. I speak from experience in that your routes on foot, your basic freedom to go to places and experience the area that you live in is fundamentally restricted. So that's my vision. Thank you very much.
We will be publishing further 2020 visions. If you'd like to record a 2020 vision of your own, then please follow the instructions you'll find on the 2020 Visions page of the Talking Walking website. From there, you will also find free podcast interviews of artists, activists and professionals from the world of walking, and of those who have a passion for just taking a walk. Talking Walking and the 2020 Vision are written, recorded and produced by Andrew Stuck of Rethinking Cities Limited and the Museum of Walking. Our artwork was created by Ian Martin of Aardvark Graphics and Auburn Lowe. And the music was composed and performed by Simon Sanders of Easytronic.